Here's an idea for weekend fun. Pick up a banned book. Look for the good parts, the sections of Ulysses, The Grapes of Wrath, The Color Purple, Catch 22, To Kill a Mockingbird, Huck Finn, Lolita, Harry Potter, Animal Farm, A Farewell to Arms, or The Night Kitchen, that have scenes in language that once made people gasp, blush, or shudder and say, "We can't let people read this." Reread those sections now. See if they still have the power to make you gasp. This is the 30th year that the American Library Association has saluted banned and challenged books. Most titles on any list of great books have once been banned by some kind of authority. A lot of them still are. There are still calls for Huck Finn to be removed from classrooms and libraries because Mark Twain included racial language of the kind people used before the U.S. Civil War, and to be sure, for a long time thereafter. The Diary of Anne Frank is still taken off shelves or reading lists. Not because students might get nightmares to read how the Frank family had to hide in an attic until they were dragged into Nazi death camps, but because at one brief point, 14-year-old Anne describes her maturing anatomy. Not every book someone wants to ban is as distinguished as those, of course. But look around the world or through history and see what happens in societies that ban ideas, images, and beliefs. They wind up as intolerant, oppressive, and ugly. A lot of books once disparaged as smutty or blasphemous become classified as classics, or worse, required reading. Students might groan now to see James Joyce's Ulysses on a reading list. The book weighs in at 265,000 words. The scenes that once got it banned for being sexually explicit are often so metaphorical a 16-year-old boy might read it today and still ask, "So, like, where's the hot stuff?" But maybe during Banned Books Week, the works of Joyce, and Steinbeck, Hemingway, Morrison, Orwell, Rushdie, Capote, Walker, and Twain, should be remembered and reread not because they're classics, but because they can still be dangerous, irreverent, and profane. They can still put people in a lather. Banned Books Week may be a good time to remember that great books, beginning with the Bible, have the power of the word to upset and inspire.
All books can be indecent books, though recent books are bolder. For filth, I'm glad to say, is in the mind of the beholder. When correctly viewed, everything is lewd. I could tell you things about Peter Pan and the Wizard of Oz. There's a dirty old man. Any book like Fanny Hill.